bright light is a shining and shows me a world that I own. I can see my way through. I know I will walk beside you. All of those prayers of mine weren't in vain. I'm born again. I'm born again. I feel free. There's a quite different me. No longer I'm tossed like a ship on an unruly.
I've had 3 phone calls and I've had 2 people in and they said, oh, that's annoying. We know the tune. You'll have it in your mind for a long, long time. But it was definitely a tune that we all know. As I say, Colin says, oh, it's Boney M, I'm born again. Yeah, Colin, you are right. What time is it? Time we had our cup of tea. The best news of all the day is I've minded the kettle and I've been switching it on. That's what I've been done. So I'm going to have a nice cup of tea. So our tea time songs of the day has been picked. Well, they came at me on Tuesday and I thought, yes, let's have this lady. 2 songs from this lady while you're having your cup of tea or your cup of coffee. And what are you having today? We are having that, alright. That's not very nice. I'm going to stop asking people what they're having with their cup of tea because you come up with all those fancy ideas. And I sit here with either a rich tea or a digestive. I'll tell you what I've got today, because in the box there's some hobnobs, and they're chocolate hobnobs. But unfortunately, somebody, I'm not saying any names, somebody must have left the lid off them. It could be Colin. It could be Rob. It could be Ollie. Or, of course, it could be Mr. Sturrock on a Saturday night between the hours of 6 and 7, because Kevin likes the chocolate biscuits. So I think it might have been his problem. I'm no admitting to it. No, I am not admitting to no putting the lid on the box. Right. Are you ready? Here's our two at coffee break time.
Behind me. smiling alone. In the lamplight, the withered leaves collect at my feet, and the wind begins to moan.
Certainly proved popular, because I've had about three people saying thank you for playing these songs. And I had a gentleman on the phone, our Saturday night presenter, Mr. Sturrock, and he was saying, oh come on, didn't he play that song again? I've got the tune in my mind and I can't think what it is. We are having a little discussion about this song. I'm going to play it again. It's no competition. We just want to find out what it is. I'm not going to play it all. I'm going to play a wee bit of it. But of course, our two songs for our cup of tea. Yes, I've got my cup of tea and I'm really happy. I've got put a tea bag in the cup and I've made a cup of tea. I might have one in the second hour as well. I remembered to fill the kettle the day and bring it up. Of course, our two songs, Kevin thought it was Barbara Dixon with the first one, of course, was Somewhere Over the Rainbow. No, Kevin, no. And the second one, of course, was Memories. It was a young lady from Scotland called Susan Boyle. So to the nice young lady who asked me if I could please play the two songs, Brilliant, yes, brilliant. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. That's not supposed to play. It's supposed to be this song. Come on, put us out of our mind. What was this tune? 26077. Out with the hospital. 01896 826077. Now, of course, you're listening on BHRS.online. Go to studio and put that name, that song name. It's no, we know it's Boney M and it's called I'm Born Again. But Kevin agrees with me, it's a song that we all know.
Those prayers of mine weren't in vain. I'm born again. I'm born.
And of course, the program will be going on Listen Again.
There's a quite deep.
So once you hear it, you can hear it as many times as you want. But as long as you tell us, that's fine, Boney M. That's been a good day for you, because we've paid your royalties for that. Right, where are we going now? We're going to this song. You can all sing along with.
On a walk
from Uncle Kenny.
On a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice. So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he'd finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. Be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em, when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough to count when the deal is done.
Yeah, that song. Sorry, I'm eating a biscuit. That song, of course, from Kenny Rogers, was taken from, well, it was used by the English Rugby Union as a signature tune. Somebody just shout, go and do that for me. All right, knee hassle.
In Cumberland, Kentucky, on a cool autumn evening, Billy Lane.
I'll play whatever you want. It's like a Monday night. Well, he's 33-year-old the morning, so we must play a song for him.
But that night their love was more than they could stand. The judge said to his daughter, that son of that coal miner is someone you'd do well to leave alone. She knew her dad so well, she knew she couldn't tell. But the truth was bound to show before too long. Their love had started growing on its own. You can't outrun the long arm of the law. No, you can't outrun the long arm of the law. Billy placed his hand on Mary and he felt the baby moving. Kissed her and said, I'll see you when I can. The judge had made a promise when he caught up with Billy. He'd send him far away from Mary Ann. The whole town knew he'd do it. Too many times he had proved it to at least 100 men behind the wall. He'd smile behind that frown, and when he brought that gavel down, he called himself the long arm of the law. And he'd set his mind on seeing Billy fall. In a hot and humid mine shack, a midwife pulled the sheet back and placed a cool damp towel on Mary Ann. Billy's eyes were wide with wonder from the spell he was under when she placed the newborn baby in his hands. He didn't hear the siren, just the baby crying. That miracle of love is all he saw. When the door came crashing down and Billy turned around, he felt the heart and soul inside him fall. He stood face to face with the long arm of the law. You can't outrun the long arm of the law. No, you can't outrun the long arm of the law. You can hide out for a while, he says with a smile, but you can't outrun the long arm of the law. Seemed like everybody down in Cumberland, Kentucky came out that day to see poor Billy's trial. The court was called to order. There sat the judge's daughter. She looked so proud holding Billy's child. When they brought Billy to him, the judge just looked right through him as he held that holy Bible in his hand. And he smiled at his grandson, then his eyes cut back to Billy. Said, I think this time the law will understand. Son, I sentence you to life with Mary Ann. You can't outrun the long arm of the law. No, you can't outrun the long arm of the law. He said to Billy with a smile, I know you hid out for a while, but you can't outrun the long arm of the law. Can't outrun the long arm of the law.
Especially for all the ladies and the ladies and staff off Ward 16. Of course, that is now maternity.
You've done it all. You've broken every code. Paul the rebel to the floor. What you say? There's nothing left, all gone and run away. Maybe you'll tarry for a while. It's just a test, a game for us to play. Win or lose, it's hard to smile. Resist, resist. It's from yourself you have to hide. Oh,
come up and see me
to make me smile.
I do what you want, running wild.
There ain't no more, you've taken everything. From my belief in Mother Earth, can you ignore my faith in everything? 'Cause I know what faith is and what it's worth. Away, away. And don't say, maybe you'll try.
To come up and see me,
to make me smile.
I'll do what you want, just run on wild.
Yeah, Steve Harley and Cockney Rebel. Everybody thinks that's the title. No, it ain't. Title of the song?